Chapter 8. Leadership in Practice. But once war is forced upon us, there is no other alternative than to apply every available means to bring it to a swift end. General of the Army Douglas MacArthur, Farewell Address to Congress, 1951. Leaders and Challenges. Contextual factors and operational challenges affect leaders, their subordinates, and accomplishment of the mission. This chapter builds upon the foundation of attributes and examines dynamic factors, positive and negative, that may arise when applying leadership across different areas and contexts. The nature of large-scale combat operations creates situations where leaders may send soldiers and entire units into harm's way, knowing they may not survive. Army leaders perform this solemn duty because war demands nothing less than total commitment to accomplish the larger mission. The purpose, direction, and motivation Army leaders provide soldiers and units is made in good faith, but personal sacrifices serve the greater good of the Army and the nation.
3rd Battalion, 358th Infantry Regiment, Malmen Line, 10-12 July 1944. The officers and men displayed great courage, endurance, and dogged determination in the attack through the dense Forêt de Montcastres, France, against the position known as the Malmen Line, a part of the main enemy defensive line. It consisted of dug-in positions, cunningly camouflaged in the tangled underbrush, and other devices that maximized the natural defensive qualities of the area. Despite repeated fierce enemy counterattacks, the battalion relentlessly drove forward and eliminated a battalion of parachute infantry and a company of parachute engineers, both of which were part of the elite 5th German Parachute Division. By the end of the first day, the battalion commander and 11 of the 17 company officers were casualties, but the advance had progressed to within 75 yards of the initial objective. The following day, the remnants of the 3 rifle companies, one had only 20 soldiers, reorganized into one composite company with a strength of 126 and commanded by a lieutenant. In a renewed charge, the depleted battalion overran the objective, killed 40 enemy, and captured 8 machine guns, bazookas, and mortars. As it left the forest, the consolidated unit, retaining its aggressiveness, fought with exceptional daring and great skill to take successive objectives. The battalion's breakthrough of the enemy's main position contributed materially to the division's advance. The inspiring leadership and gallantry displayed by all garnered the unit the Presidential Unit Citation.
Leaders and Courage. Army leaders accept the responsibility to develop and lead others to achieve results. All members of the Army swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This oath subordinates the military leader to the laws of the nation and its elected and appointed leaders, creating a distinct civil-military relationship. Fulfilling that oath, leaders will face and will have to overcome fear, danger, and physical and moral adversity while caring for those they lead and protecting the organization entrusted to them. Taking the initiative to make something happen requires more personal courage rather than standing by or withdrawing and hoping events will turn out well. Leaders require personal courage in many conditions, confronting problems of discipline or disorderly conduct, leading soldiers in harm's way, needing innovation or adaptation to do something never done before, being candid with a superior about a risky or improper course of action, deferring to a more technically competent subordinate, or freeing units and personnel to solve problems. Leaders must have the courage to make tough calls, to discipline or demand better when required. Consistent and fair leaders will earn the respect of their followers.
Remagen Bridgehead, Remagen, Germany, 7 March 1945. On the Ludendorff Bridge crossing the Rhine, Combat Command Bravo, 9th Armored Division, headed by the 27th Armored Infantry Battalion, with superb skill, daring, and esprit de corps, successfully effected the first bridgehead across Germany's formidable river barrier and contributed decisively to the enemy's defeat. The 27th Battalion reached Remagen and found the bridge intact but mined for demolition. Although its destruction was imminent, without hesitation and in face of heavy fire, infantrymen rushed across the structure and seized the surrounding high ground with energy and skill. The entire episode illustrates a high degree of initiative, leadership, and gallantry toward which all armies strive, but too rarely attain, and won the Distinguished Unit Citation.
A self-aware leader will learn from each decision and action. With guidance from superiors, the leader will grow in confidence. Resilient and fit leaders have the psychological and physical capacity to bounce back from life stressors, to thrive in an era of persistent conflict. Leadership and management. Leadership and management both cover the actions to influence, motivate, provide purpose, and give direction to others, and to sustain and improve the organization. Both add order to situations by planning, controlling, coordinating human and material resources, and by communicating with and gaining commitment from others. Management is complementary to leadership and applies to maintaining order, achieving efficiency, and complying with law. Processes, resources, and systems are things that leaders must manage. Leaders manage personnel as an important resource, but they lead people as individuals and groups to accomplish missions. Management is one of the skills that leaders need more as the scope and scale of their responsibilities increase over the course of a career. Successful management requires understanding about policy, regulations, and the procedural aspects of how an organization functions as part of a larger organization. The leader attributes and competencies apply to management as well as to leadership. Adaptability and versatility. The Army recognizes that it faces highly adaptive enemies and operates within dynamic, ever-changing conditions. Sometimes conditions change suddenly and unexpectedly from a calm, relatively safe operation to a close combat situation. Other times conditions differ, such as day to night, and leaders adapt. Adaptability is the ability to influence conditions and respond effectively to changing threats and situations with appropriate, flexible, and timely actions. Leaders develop their skill sets over time and learn what to apply in given situations. This demonstrates versatility. Versatility is having the ability to succeed across a spectrum of demanding, tough situations. Versatility increases the likelihood of effective adaptability by being trained and ready with multiple capabilities. The leader must be willing to deviate from usual ingrained approaches. Together, adaptability and versatility improve a leader's ability to anticipate and react appropriately to change. Adaptability. Adaptable leaders are comfortable with ambiguity. They are flexible and innovative, ready to face the challenges with available resources. Adaptability has two key components: ability to identify essential elements critical for performance in each new situation, ability to change practices or the unit to meet the requirement for change. Experienced leaders recognize when conditions change. As conditions change, leaders apply their experiences to determine a way forward. Leaders exhibit this quality through critical thinking, creative thinking, willingness to accept risk, displaying comfort with ambiguity, and the ability to adjust rapidly while continuously assessing the situation. Highly adaptable leaders have the proper frame of mind for operating under mission orders. Adaptable leaders can quickly assess the situation and determine skills needed to address it. If skills learned in the past are not sufficient for success under new conditions, adaptable leaders seek to apply new or modified skills. Adaptive leadership includes being an agent of change. This means encouraging others to recognize conditions are changing and build consensus as change occurs. As consensus builds, adaptive leaders influence the course of the organization. Depending on the immediacy of the problem, adaptive leaders may use several different methods for influencing their organization. Adaptability takes effort to develop. To become adaptable, leaders must challenge their previously held ideas and assumptions by seeking out novel and unfamiliar situations. Leaders who remain safely inside their comfort zone, current level of education, training, and experience, are less likely to recognize change or understand inevitable changes in conditions. Mindsets affect adaptability. Developing a few systematic ways of thinking encourages adaptability. These include open-mindedness, ability to consider multiple perspectives, Not jumping to conclusions about what a situation is or means, willingness to take risks, and being able to overcome setbacks. To become more adaptable, leaders should embrace opportunities to adapt. Leaders must go beyond what they are comfortable with and experience the unfamiliar through diverse and dynamic challenges. For example, the Army's best training uses thinking like an enemy, red teaming, to enable leaders to recognize and accept that no plan survives contact. Training to improve adaptability should include changing conditions and scenarios so that training does not become routine. Seek challenges. Leaders must seek out and engage in assignments that involve major changes in the environment. Leaders can be specialists, but their base of experience should still be broad. As the breadth of experience accumulates, so does the capacity to adapt. Leaders exposed to different types of thinking, different people and cultural norms, everyday changes in execution, and new challenges will learn the value of adaptation. They carry forward the skills to develop adaptable soldiers, DA civilians, units, and organizations. Versatility. Experiences form the basis of how people react to certain situations. A broader experience base offers greater opportunity to be a versatile leader. Versatile leaders seek opportunities to expand their experiences. They also understand the need to develop these same characteristics and qualities in their subordinates and teams. To promote a climate that promotes versatility, leaders maintain standards and accept constructive feedback without threat of repercussion or blame. Instead, they challenge subordinates to think in new ways and build a broader set of trained and practiced responses. Leaders lacking adaptability and versatility enter every situation in the same manner and often expect their experience in one position to carry them to the next. Consequently, they may use ill-fitting or outdated approaches that may result in poor performance in new conditions or outright failure. Determining when and how to adapt is important. Adaptability and versatility do not produce certainty that change will improve results. Sometimes persistence on a given course of action may have merit over change. Challenges of an operational environment. Each situation a leader faces is unique and brings new challenges. Some challenges are predictable based on experiences. Some are unpredictable, surfacing because of a situation or place in time. Leaders must be prepared to face the effects of stress, changing technology, fear in combat, geopolitical climate, and external influences from the media. Future leaders must be adept at operating in ambiguity and chaos, while possessing technical and professional expertise that enables cognitive overmatch of the enemy. Awareness, proper training, and open, frank discussion mitigate some of these factors. Army leaders must consider these external influences and plan accordingly. An effective leader recognizes the need to adapt in changing situations. Evolving threats. Agility and adaptability at all levels of Army organizations are important to address unanticipated situations. The Army must adapt to constantly evolving threats while taking advantage of the latest technological innovations and adjusting to societal changes. The uncertain nature of the threat will always have major effects on Army leadership. Media. The media can be both an asset and impediment to leadership. Embedded media can tell the story from the soldier's perspective to an anxious nation at home. The media can provide real-time information, sometimes unfiltered and raw, which the enemy could exploit as a means to change the international political climate. Leaders must understand the speed and scrutiny of continuous news coverage, and that the enemy does not bear the same responsibility for telling the truth. Leaders must be wary of propaganda and critically assess the accuracy of media reports and seek information from reliable sources. The media not only report the situation, but also affect the situation. Leaders must train subordinate leaders and soldiers to work with the media, understand the effects of pervasive media, and understand the long-term effects of stories and images. Commanders synchronize actions and messages to inform domestic audiences and influence selected foreign audiences. Joint and multinational conditions. Soldiers often find themselves serving with members of other services, allies, and partner nation forces. Understanding the unique cultures and subcultures of these various groups can be essential to success in a volatile and changing world. Leaders should recognize the existence of subcultures such as law enforcement, special operations forces, and medical and branch-specific communities. Consequently, leaders involved in conducting operations need to understand how members of these specialized units train and work. Often, specialized units approach missions with a different perspective and sometimes use unconventional methods to accomplish them. These functional subcultures can be useful as a means to exchange knowledge and provide solutions when the Army needs answers from subject matter experts. Geopolitical situation. Though technology and economic ties interconnect the world remains diverse in terms of religions, cultures, living conditions, education, and health. Within the political sphere, maintaining presence in foreign countries through a careful mix of diplomatic and military arrangements remains an important challenge. Leaders must be aware that the balance between diplomacy and military power is fragile. Army leaders must consistently consider the effect on local civilians, as well as on cultural and religious treasures, before committing forces. Leaders can expect to operate under many different conditions worldwide. While most soldiers speak English as their first language, continued deployments and global interaction require an understanding of other languages and cultures. Leaders will need to become multilingual and study the cultures and histories of other regions of interest. Technology provides a vehicle for gaining geopolitical knowledge. Technology. While the stresses of combat have been constant for centuries, another aspect of the human dimension has assumed increasing importance: the effect of rapid technological advances on organizations and people. Technological changes and the speed at which they occur force the Army and its leaders to adapt and respond. Army leaders must stay abreast of technological advances and their applications, advantages, and requirements. Together with technical specialists, leaders can make technology work for the soldier. Properly integrated technology can increase operational effectiveness, survivability, and lethality. Technological challenges facing Army leaders include learning the strengths and vulnerabilities of different technologies that support the organization and its mission, considering the ethical implications of advanced technologies, thinking through how the organization will operate with other less or more technologically complex organizations, such as operating with unified action partners, considering technological effect on the time available to analyze problems, decide, and act. Events happen faster today, and the stress encountered as an Army leader is correspondingly greater. Using technology to influence dispersed teams, given the increased availability and necessity to use reachback and split-based operations. Technology can lead to operational issues. A growing reliance on global positioning system, GPS navigation technology, since the Desert Storm era, decreased emphasis on manual land navigation skills in training, rendering forces vulnerable if the technology fails. Leaders determined how to exploit GPS technology while guarding against its weaknesses through improved training. This included reintroducing essential land navigation training and detailed instructions on the maintenance and operation of GPS equipment. Technology changes leadership conditions in many aspects, especially with how much information is available for decision makers. Although advances allow the modern leader to handle large amounts of information more effectively than before, enhanced technology can still cause information overload. Leaders must be able to sift through provided information, then analyze, synthesize, and forward only important data up the chain of command. Senior leaders rely on subordinates to process information, isolating critical information to expedite decisions. Leaders owe their subordinates information gathering and reporting procedures that streamline work for already stretched staffs and units. Army leaders and staffs have always needed to determine mission-critical information, prioritize incoming reports, and process them quickly. The volume of information provided by current technology makes this ability critical. The answer lies in the agile, adaptable human mind. Sometimes a non-technological approach can divert the flood of information into channels the leader and staff can manage. For example, understanding the commander's intent and commander's critical information requirements can free leaders from non-essential information overload. The Army's concept of command and control is critical in conditions of information overload. Mission control delegates most decisions to lower echelons, to free higher echelons for critical decisions only they can make. Army leaders should continue to resist the lure of centralized decision-making, although they have more information available to them. Systems. Army leaders require increased technical and tactical knowledge and understanding of systems. Leaders must understand the fine line between a healthy questioning of new systems' capabilities and an unreasonable hostility that rejects the advantages technology offers. The adaptable leader remains aware of the capabilities and shortcomings of advanced technology and ensures subordinates do as well. Leaders must consider systems within their organizations, how they work together, how using one affects others, and how to get the best performance from the whole. They must think beyond their own organization and consider how the actions of their organization influence other organizations as a whole. Technology changes battlefield dispersal and the speed of operations. Instant global communications are accelerating the pace of military actions. GPS and night vision capabilities mean the Army can fight at night and during periods of limited visibility, conditions that halted or slowed the pace of operations in the past. Additionally, non-linear and non-contiguous operations create more difficulty for commanders to determine critical points on the battlefield. Modern technology has increased the complexity of skills the Army requires. Leaders must carefully manage low-density occupational specialties and fill critical positions with properly trained people who maintain proficiency in these perishable high-tech skills. Army leaders must balance leadership, personnel management, and training management to ensure their organizations have people with the appropriate specialty training and that the entire organization stays continuously trained, certified, and ready. Health of the command. The health threat faced by deployed forces is a combination of ongoing or potential enemy threats, adverse environmental, occupational, and geographic and meteorological conditions, endemic diseases, and employment of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons. To counter health threats, commanders and leaders must ensure that field hygiene and sanitation, preventative medicine measures, inspection of potable water and field feeding facilities, sleep discipline, including work and rest schedules, and personal protective measures are instituted and receive command emphasis. Leaders must ensure soldiers practice these activities continuously during force projection and post-deployment processes. Additionally, concussive injuries are associated with explosions, blasts, and blows to the head during combat operations, training activities, or contact sports. Leaders and soldiers at all echelons must be aware of this invisible injury and receive education and training to decrease stigma associated with seeking medical assistance. Leaders have a responsibility to ensure their soldiers receive a medical examination following a concussive event, no matter how mild. Prompt medical attention maximizes recovery, decreases risk of a subsequent concussion while the brain heals, and ultimately preserves combat power. Stress of change. To succeed in conditions of continuous change, leaders emphasize the constants of the Army values, teamwork, and discipline, while helping subordinates anticipate change, adapt, and seek new ways to improve. Competent leadership implies managing change, adapting, and making change work for the team. Leaders determine what requires explicit actions to respond to change. Often, building on what already exists limits stress. Stress is a major part of leadership conditions. Major sources of stress include an ever-changing geopolitical situation, operational stress and related fears, the rapid pace of change, and the increasing complexity of technology. A leader's character and professional competence are important factors in mitigating stress for the organization and achieving mission accomplishment despite environmental pressures and changes. When dealing with these factors, adaptability is essential to success. Operational stress. Stress in response to threatening or uncertain situations occurs across the range of military operations, as well as at home, in garrison, and during training exercises. Military experiences expose soldiers to various operational stresses throughout their careers. Operational stress control does not minimize the experiences faced while engaged in such operations, but provides mechanisms to mitigate reactions to those experiences so soldiers remain combat effective and maintain the quality of life to which they are entitled. Leaders must understand stress and anticipate soldiers' reactions. Overcoming obstacles, such as soldiers becoming wounded or dying, or the enemy attacking unexpectedly, takes mental discipline and resilience. Off-site leaders cannot discount the fear soldiers may experience. A leader who does not share the same risks could easily fall into the trap of making a decision that could prove unworkable, given the soldier's psychological state. Army leaders with responsibility over a distributed team should ask for detailed input from the soldiers or subordinate commanders who are closer to the action and can provide the most accurate information about the situation. When preparing for sustained operations, leaders must thoroughly condition their soldiers to address operational stress during all phases of force projection, mobilization, deployment, employment, sustainment, and redeployment. Positive action to reduce operational stress empowers Army members to cope with typical everyday situations and enhance adaptive stress reactions. When possible, soldiers should have access to operational stress control team behavioral health personnel, medical personnel, and chaplains to continue their physical and psychological recovery to ensure successful reintegration. Experts treating the psychologically wounded must work hand-in-hand with the unit chain of command to stress the importance of maintaining order and discipline. Leaders must not tolerate aggressive or criminal behavior as compensation for negative operational experiences. The Army has implemented a comprehensive recovery plan for all returning soldiers to counter operational stress. Sound leadership, unit cohesion, and close camaraderie are essential to assure expeditious psychological recovery from combat experiences. Leaders need to understand that danger and fear will always be a part of their duties. Fear is a natural human reaction to danger. Courage does not mean absence of fear. Courage is overcoming fear to accomplish the mission. Battling fear means recognizing fear and effectively dealing with it. Understanding the situation and acting with foresight and purpose overcomes fear. Fear of the unknown can be terrifying. Fear can paralyze a soldier. Soldiers who see friends killed or wounded become aware of their own mortality. Army leaders must expect fear to take hold when setbacks occur, the unit fails to complete a mission, or the unit takes casualties. Preparation, planning, and rigorous training carry soldiers through the challenges of operating under hazardous conditions. Leaders must add unanticipated elements to training to create demanding learning conditions. Realistic training, developed around critical warrior tasks and battle drills, is a primary source for the resilience and confidence to succeed, along with the ability to demonstrate grit in tough situations. Leader competence, confidence, agility, courage, and resilience enable units to persevere and find workable solutions to tough problems. Living the Army values and the Army ethic, along with the warrior ethos and resilience, mobilize the ability to forge success out of chaos, to overcome fear, hunger, deprivation, and fatigue, to accomplish the mission. Counterproductive leadership. The Army expects all leaders to live the Army values and demonstrate the positive characteristics described by the leader attributes and core leader competencies. Effective leadership is essential for realizing the full potential of an organization's combat power and can compensate for deficiencies in other warfighting functions. The opposite is also true. Counterproductive leader behaviors can negate combat power advantages. Counterproductive leadership is the demonstration of leader behaviors that violate one or more of the Army's core leader competencies or Army values, preventing a climate conducive to mission accomplishment. Counterproductive leadership generally leaves organizations in a worse condition than when the leader arrived and has a long-term effect on morale and readiness. The term toxic has been used when describing leaders who have engaged in what the Army now refers to as counterproductive leadership behaviors. Counterproductive leadership is incompatible with Army leadership doctrine and Army values. It often violates regulations and can impede mission accomplishment. All leaders are susceptible to displaying counterproductive leadership behaviors in times of stress, high operational tempo, or other chaotic conditions to achieve short-term results. Counterproductive leadership decreases followers' well-being, engagement, and undermines the organization's readiness and ability to accomplish the mission in the long term. It can have an adverse effect on the unit with cascading results, such as lowering morale, commitment, cohesion, effectiveness, readiness, and productivity. Counterproductive leadership behaviors prevent establishing a positive organizational climate and interfere with mission accomplishment, especially in highly complex operational settings. Prolonged use of counterproductive leadership destroys unit morale, trust, and undermines the follower's commitment to the mission. Counterproductive leadership can also decrease task performance, physical and psychological well-being, and increase negative outcomes such as depression or burnout. Army leaders can and will make mistakes, so distinguishing between occasional errors of judgment and counterproductive behavior is important. Counterproductive leadership can include recurrent negative leader behaviors and more serious one-time behaviors that have a damaging effect on the organization's performance and subordinate welfare. Infrequent or one-time negative behaviors do not define counterproductive leadership. Often, counterproductive leadership behaviors have harmful effects on individuals or a unit when several instances occur together or take place frequently. Counterproductive leadership spans a range of leader conduct that can be organized into several broad categories that are useful to inform strategies for identifying and addressing such behaviors. Counterproductive leadership is not limited to the following behaviors. Leaders can demonstrate more than one of these behaviors, and their conduct can span multiple categories. Abusive behaviors includes behaviors that involve a leader exceeding the boundaries of their authority by being abusive, cruel, or degrading others. These behaviors are contrary to what is required for the moral, ethical, and legal discharge of their duty. Specific examples include, but are not limited to, bullying, berating others for mistakes, creating conflict, ridiculing others because of the authority held, domineering, showing little or no respect to others, insulting or belittling individuals, condescending or talking down to others, or retaliating for perceived slights or disagreements. Self-serving behaviors includes behaviors that result from self-centered motivations on the part of the leader, where they act in ways that seek primarily to accomplish their own goals and needs before those of others. Specific examples include, but are not limited to, displaying arrogance, lacking concern or empathy for others, taking credit for others' work, insisting on having their way, distorting information to favor own ideas, exaggerating accomplishments or abilities, putting own work and accomplishments ahead of others and the mission, displaying narcissistic tendencies, or exhibiting a sense of entitlement. Erratic behaviors includes behaviors related to poor self-control or volatility that drive the leader to act erratically or unpredictably. Specific examples include, but are not limited to, blaming others, deflecting responsibility, losing temper at the slightest provocation, behaving inconsistently in words and actions, insecurity, or being unapproachable. Leadership incompetence includes ineffective leadership behaviors that result from a lack of experience or willful neglect. Incompetence can include failure to act or acting poorly. While incompetent leadership can arise from reasons unrelated to counterproductive leadership, it is included as a category often associated with arrogant or abusive leaders who are not aware of their shortcomings and do not seek to correct their shortcomings. Conversely, some leaders lacking competence are aware of their shortcomings, which lead them to behave in counterproductive or negative ways to cover up their shortcomings or mistakes. Specific examples include, but are not limited to, unengaged leadership, being passive or reactionary, neglecting leadership responsibilities, displaying poor judgment, poorly motivating others, withholding encouragement, failing to clearly communicate expectations, or refusing to listen to subordinates. Corrupt behaviors includes behaviors that violate explicit Army standards, regulations, or policies. Violations may range from behaviors subject to administrative discipline to criminal actions subject to discharge or incarceration. Specific examples include, but are not limited to, dishonesty, misusing government resources or time, creating a hostile work environment, EEO Sharp violations, or violating Section 3583, Requirement of Exemplary Conduct, Title 10, United States Code AR-600-10, or the Uniform Code of Military Justice. As the Army moves into increasingly more complex operational environments, it is critical that leaders rely on positive behaviors to influence others and achieve results. The Army is committed to stopping these negative behaviors and promoting positive work environments. All leaders are susceptible to counterproductive behaviors, so they must monitor their personal behavior. Commanders and leaders have a responsibility to monitor and take action to eliminate counterproductive leadership. All Army members who witness these behaviors have a responsibility to prevent, intervene, counter, or mitigate them. Soldiers and DA civilians must be willing to confront and address these behaviors in their units and should leverage their chains of command to assist and involve relevant installation resources where and when necessary.